Hello everyone, welcome to episode 5 of season 7 of the D1 Only podcast presented by TAP, Thoughts, Actions and Progress. My name is Eduardo Villalpando and I'm your host, and I want to thank our sponsor TAP for making this possible. Also thanks to all the listeners for being here with us. Today we got ourselves a very special guest, the man himself, Stefan Dostanic. Thank you for being here, man, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, thanks for having me.
For sure. For all of those who don't know, Stefan, he's originally from Irvine, California, and he's an NCAA Division I student athlete at the University of Southern California. During his time at USC, he just finished his second year and has also been part of the teams who won the Pac-12 championships as well as the ITA National Indoors. So he's also been ranked in singles and doubles inside the top 40 players in the nation. So congrats on a great career so far, man.
Thank you.
So I read somewhere that Djokovic is your favorite player, right?
That who?
Djokovic, Novak?
Yes, my favorite player.
So what do you think about him today, man? Is he the GOAT?
Yeah, I would say so. In my eyes, I think for sure he's the GOAT, just based off what he's done in his career and just compared to everyone else, compared to Federer and all. I think just overall he's had a better career than them.
Nice, man. I like that. So, let's get into your career then, I guess. I got the opportunity to play junior tennis in Southern California, and I know how special it is with all the tournaments happening, just the tennis environment in general. So, I don't know if you care just to talk a little bit about your upbringing and how do you think that made you become the person you are today, because I think that Southern California is a pretty special section to grow, not only as a tennis player, but as a person as well.
Yeah, I mean, Southern California, definitely one of the strongest sections for tennis. Grew up with a lot of competition, like a lot of good players. And I think just, I've really liked it, like my whole life here, with tennis and just lifestyle. That's also why I chose to go to USC, just because, I didn't really want to leave California. I was only looking at UCLA, Stanford, and USC, and I really just liked being in Southern California, like not too far from home. And just overall, I think it's the best place for me.
Yeah, for sure. And would you say that you have always been like, I mean, you're mentioning like USC, UCLA, and Stanford, which are three pretty good academically schools. Would you say you have always been a pretty academic inclined athlete, or what role did academics play in your decision to go to USC?
Yeah. Academics definitely played a big role for me growing up. I went to public high school for 3 years, and then senior year I went online school. But to me and my parents, like being in regular school throughout high school or most of my high school career was very important. And when it came to college, when it came to choosing a college, I wanted to choose a school that had the best ratio to tennis and academics. And I think just with UST, I think I'm able to get a very good degree, very good education, but also focus on my tennis and try to take my tennis to the next level.
Nice. So what's your major at USC?
Economics.
And when did you actually start like focusing into economics, or when did you decide that, okay, this is actually something that I want to do post-tennis?
From freshman year. I went in just with the mindset of economics.
Nice.
Looked a little bit at business, but I chose to have economics.
Okay. And that's actually, it's funny that you mentioned that, because something I really like about Southern California players specifically is that you guys do get the full high school experience. You know, of course, you may miss school more than a regular student for tournaments, but at the end of the day, you are getting the regular high school life as opposed to others who do online school for like their entire 4 years and things like that. And also, I don't want people to misinterpret what I'm saying, because by any means, I'm saying that if you do online school is bad. But you do kind of miss that social aspect as well in high school. So talk to me just a little bit about that experience and how it helped you transition better into the college lifestyle, I guess.
Yeah, I definitely, staying in school was very important for me, I think, just with my friendships and just my life outside of tennis. You know, I think it was still too early just to put all my eggs in one basket with tennis. I think it was just great, like living and being there like with my friends instead of just fully devoted being at home. You know, my senior year I did online school, and I wouldn't say I enjoyed it as much, but I think just being in school and being in that environment definitely prepared me well for college. I mean, it was very similar, you know.
Yeah, for sure. And I imagine that, I mean, of course your decision of going online school is because it's tennis related, but what were like, so like, yeah, I don't know if you care to break down a little bit of your schedule while you were doing that.
Sorry, can you restate that?
Basically, I know that the reason why you went into online school is because of tennis. You were like pretty focused on, okay, I want to get better on my tennis and things. So I don't know if you care to break down a little bit what was a regular day like for you during your senior year, and if you were still in contact with all your friends from high school and things like that.
Yeah. So for me, senior year, I was up at USTA in Carson every day. I would go in the morning. I'd be there from 9 to 10 in the gym. Then I'd go 10 to 12 tennis. We'd have a break from 12 to 1:30 for lunch. And then 1:30 to 3, another session of tennis. And then when I finished that, I'd go home, do my schooling, whatever I needed to do. And then most days I'd go just hang out with my friends for a couple of hours. But I think I didn't miss out too much with being in online school, because I still went to prom. I still went to formal. Nice. At my high school, like, I still went with all my friends, and I maintained those close relationships.
Yeah, that's super important as well, man, because those experiences last a lifetime, you know, so that's great.
Yeah, exactly.
And I saw that you won the Ojai as well, which is, it's a shame that the Pac-12 tournament this past year was played at the Barnes Tennis Center, because if you guys would have played at the Ojai, it would have been like even more legendary, you know, the fact that you won there as a junior and in college. So I don't know if you care to talk a little bit about that experience of winning the conference championships with USC, and also your time as a junior as well.
I mean, Ojai, obviously super prestigious tournament, super super fun tournament. I mean, I played there 3 times, I believe, freshman, sophomore, and junior year. And my sophomore year, I played against Jake Sands in the finals, who's my teammate right now. And
yeah, shout out Jake Sands. Hopefully I have him on the podcast soon.
But I think that's an awesome tournament. You know, I was super happy to go back for Pac-12s, but unfortunately they canceled it and moved it to San Diego. But hopefully we'll be playing there Pac-12s again for my junior year. So I'll be able to play there for the first time. But it's a super prestigious tournament. Every high school tennis player from SoCal, their goal is to win that tournament. I think just winning it was a pretty big accomplishment for myself.
Yeah, for all the listeners who don't know what the Ojai is, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's like, I think it's the biggest tournament in the world in terms of participants, because you have like the Men's Open, the Pac-12, CIF, juniors. You also have like community college and junior colleges playing. So it's like in this small town in Ojai. So it's like a mad week just all around, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so I feel like good players in Southern California always want to go to like either USC or UCLA, of course, you mentioned as well, Stanford. So how did you ultimately decide USC is where you wanted to go?
Yeah. Did you say why?
Yeah, how did you ultimately decide USC is where you wanted to go?
Well, like I said, I think the academics to tennis played a major role. And I think just overall lifestyle with USC. I mean, I always grew up a USC fan. I was very close to Colter Smith, who I roomed with, and Peter, who was the coach back then. And, you know, I always heard just good things about USC. And then when it came to talking to colleges, you know, I committed pretty early with USC just because when I took like a tour there and I met all the guys. And after that, I was pretty sold on just going there. Yeah. And I just think that overall just provided the best experience to me. And I knew that if I went there, I could really improve my tennis with the good coaches over there.
So was it like a gut feeling that as soon as you stepped foot on campus, you were like, fuck it, I'm committing here?
Yeah, definitely a gut feeling. Yeah, I would just say that.
Yeah, and shout out to Colter Smith as well. I know he's going to Cal Poly next year, so hopefully he does bits over there. He's in his own journey, so we wish him the best of luck here in the podcast.
Yeah.
So break down for me how it was your year this year overall with COVID, online school, and things like that. Because, I mean, as you said, you were doing that your senior year, so you were kind of accustomed to it to a certain extent, of course. So I don't know if you care to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely wasn't ideal. You know, you go to college, you want to experience like being on with all your friends and playing packed home matches. But so far in my career, like I haven't really played a packed home match, like a big USC UCLA rivalry match at home with a bunch of fans. But it definitely wasn't ideal. But I'm just super happy to have had a season, you know, this year with COVID.
Before we continue with another episode of the D1 Only podcast presented by TAP, we want to talk to you about our sponsor, Thoughts, Actions, and Progress, who provide the opportunity to any athlete around the world to build their own mental program. TAP, Thoughts, Actions, and Progress offers self-thought manuals focused on the athlete's mindset growth. They give athletes the opportunity to create their own mental program, and these are manuals adapted for different levels at an affordable price. Everyone go check out tapmindset.com as well as the Instagram page tapmindset for more information.
So what were some of your main challenges when you first got to USC? Because I mean, I know that this was pre-COVID. So just talk to me a little bit about that and your first impression of being a student athlete at USC.
I would say that I was pretty surprised with how much work needs to be put into academics. I went, like, going 3 years in public high school, like, it was the academics was pretty tough, you know, like, I go to school, I have to do all my tests, and being online is much easier than it was being in person, like, in a regular high school, and kind of going from that online back into regular in-person college classes, it kind of was, like, a little bit of a shock, just, like, wow, like, I have so much to do, and I'm always so busy just with tennis and school. It's, like, it's almost as if you don't have any free time, so you really have to just be on top of your time management and making sure that you're getting your schoolwork done so you can focus on tennis. Otherwise, you're just all over the place and you're not able to excel in both categories.
And what role did the older guys in the team, like the juniors and seniors, play in your adaptability into college? Because I mean, what's great, I feel that for like student athletes, is the fact, like from any sport, you know, is that when they first get to school, it's like you already have like 10 to like 15 new friends or teammates, you know, that they're gonna help you make that transition even better, you know, and you already have people you go with like to lunch or something like that, which is like opposed to regular people like NARPs, like non-athletes, because some of them sometimes like struggle a lot making friends. So how was that transition like, and how did these guys help you to adapt faster to that life?
Oh, the transition was super easy. Like you said, you go into college, like you already know these are going to be your best friends. Like you don't have to go looking for people like the regular students. So you don't have to go through all that awkward talking and getting to know people. Like it's just these are your guys, and these are going to be closest with. So it's just like you already got like your friends sorted out. And I think the older guys on the team, like Brandon, Riley, and Daniel, they really helped me out. Like when it comes to how I need to be practicing, how I need to be going into my matches, and what I need to be doing off the court, they just felt like a really great example. Like Brandon was probably one of the most dedicated guys like I've met, and he really like showed me what you need to do to be successful. Like not much messing around off the court. He's just very focused when he's practicing, and like when he's not on court, he's always doing stuff for tennis. You know, he's watching how he's eating, he's watching how he's sleeping, and just everything's just for tennis, which is just set a great example for myself.
What do you think you'd be doing in college if you were not a student athlete?
What would I be doing?
Yeah.
I'm sure I'd be partying a lot more. I'm not too sure. I mean, I don't know anything else other than tennis and just doing what's right to help me be better in tennis. But if I wasn't a student athlete,
would you be in the e-games or playing club something or not?
I mean, maybe playing club basketball. I grew up playing basketball and soccer. I played basketball, soccer, and tennis up until 7th grade. I played all three sports, and then 8th grade, I dropped basketball and soccer just to focus on tennis. So I'm sure I would be playing a lot more basketball, maybe on the club team or something, just because I enjoyed it so much.
And since we're talking about that, how did you decide tennis is what you wanted to do? And because I imagine, like, soccer and basketball are also, like, some of your passions as well.
Yeah, I would say there's definitely, like, which one was I the best in, for sure. And obviously, which one was I enjoyed the most, I think. I always, my mindset was always, like, tennis is primary, then it comes soccer and basketball. But it was always, like, tennis was on the forefront of my mind, and just playing these other sports just to have fun as well.
Okay. And keep it 100 with me here. How crazy was the party after winning Pac-12s?
After winning Pac-12s? Yeah, pretty crazy. You know, we're not, like, a super crazy team, but, like, we go out to celebrate with the other team sometimes, so... definitely winning Pac-12s is one of the more fun nights that we had.
Well, I mean, because I imagine that it's pretty hard at times, especially with COVID, you know, because I know that you're, like, getting tested before playing all these tournaments and stuff. So
yeah.
it's like tricky, the people that you can actually hang around with and people who actually, that, you know, they're taking care of themselves and not, like, going out to, like, all these frat parties and things like that. So was it like that? Were you actually, like, worried, okay, like, I went out this day, like, in 3 days we get a test, like, I hope I don't test positive, or not really?
You know, it was like that, to be honest. we really had to be careful. I mean, we really, the only guys that we, or only people that we went out with or hung out with, other than people on our team, were other student athletes. So, you know, like, we knew they were getting tested. We knew that they were also taking precautions. But, I mean, yeah, it was pretty tough just because... You know, we win Pac-12s, you know, some of the guys want to go out to party, like, at this big party, and at the same time, we have to be careful because we got other matches, other tournaments coming up soon, so it's like, if we get COVID, then there goes our season. Mm-hmm. But, we were just pretty careful the whole time, like, making sure we're really only with other student athletes, and everyone just kind of being, taking account for each other, you know. You don't want to be the one guy who brings in COVID and then ruins it for the rest of the team.
Yeah, for sure. So you gotta be smart on how you party as well. That's good, man.
Exactly. Yeah.
So just a couple of more questions before we get to the final segment of the podcast episode presented by TAP. Where do you feel your game is at right now, and how do you think being at SC made you develop this way?
What do you mean where my game is at?
Do you think this is the best you're playing, like, in your career, and how do you think it's gonna just get better over the next 2 years that you have at USC?
Well, I think I'm always kind of at the prime of my game, you know. I always have specific things I'm working on and trying to just build on top of my game, and I think being at USC that I can just keep further advancing my game. You know, we have great coaches, great resources everywhere, and you know, it's always just kind of trying to build on to the next step and building something else, another dimension on your game. And I think being at USC, being with Brad and Chris, I'm just able to keep, like, expanding my game. And when it comes to seeing myself in 2 years where I'm at, and, you know, I'm not exactly sure, but, you know, my ambitions are to do well in NCAAs, individuals, do well in NCAA team, and, you know, just play to the best of my abilities.
So pro tennis is something you're actually looking to do once your collegiate career is over? Like, as of now, of course, everything can change in 2 years, but is that something you're trying to do?
As of now, I'm planning on playing pro, yeah.
Nice. So this is the last segment of the podcast. It's called the D15 presented by TAP. It's just basically five rapid fire questions. You would answer them as fast as you can, okay?
Sure.
College or juniors?
College or juniors?
Yeah.
College.
Athletics or academics?
Athletics.
Favorite college memory so far?
I would say just hanging out with all the guys.
Most listened artist at the moment?
Lil Uzi Vert.
Which is your favorite song from Lil Uzi?
XO Tour Life, I'd say that.
Nice. Other than tennis related, what profession would you like to attempt?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Other than tennis related, what profession would you like to attempt?
A basketball.
Nice. Well, so what's your favorite basketball team then?
OKC Thunder.
And who you like right
now?
Although
they traded most of their guys, but I still like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who's on the team.
Yeah, I love SGA, man. Darius Bazley as well. Yeah. I like him. Lu Dort, all these guys, man. I love that.
Yeah.
They got a good squad, and they also, I think they got Kemba Walker as well right now, right?
I just saw that, yeah.
Yeah, that's good, man. And who you got in the finals, Suns or Bucks?
Suns, yeah. I got some Suns.
Bro, that's crazy. I was actually expecting you to say either Lakers or Clippers. I was going to say either Lakers or Clippers as one of the questions, but right, it's good that I didn't ask that. But thank you, man. That's all I got for you today. Thank you so much for taking the time. Truly appreciate you just for keeping 100 with me and all the guests, just about your experience as a student athlete at such a prestigious school like is USC. And I know you got many good years to come. So good luck and best. Yeah, good luck and stay safe, man.
Perfect. Thank you, man.
Yeah, thanks to all the listeners for tuning in to another episode of the D1 Only podcast presented by TAP. And see you guys next time.